B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hi.
I was just staring at Roy.
I was already. There was an issue with the cameras, and for some odd reason, I'm managing the cameras.
I saw them like blink or something. Welcome back, buddy.
Hi, glad to be here.
Yay!
Hi.
You know what? You know what we should do early, Loren, because Roy's been gone for so long.
What?
We should open up the phones right now for Roy to have conversation with MRL Show fan members, because you haven't talked to them in so long.
That's true.
I've been out all... I don't think I've ever, in the history of this show, taken that much time off for being sick. I mean, yeah. I've taken vacation, but mm-hmm. I've never taken... Man, I was going through it, y'all. And what's really cool is to be going through it and then getting... I guess people didn't know I wasn't here, so like I'm getting DMs from our listeners about whatever y'all are talking about.
Yeah.
I'm getting all these weird messages. Like I got touched in someone touched my butt inside of a bathroom, and I'm like,
what are they talking about?
That's a strange.
Yeah.
DM to
right?
get.
Especially when I'm sick and I'm like, oh, this show's going downhill.
And when you're sick, you know how sometimes when you're sick, you it's almost like a hallucinogen. Where yeah. you're like, did I just see that? So you read it again.
Yeah.
What in the world?
704-570-9595. Let's have producer Nicole find someone that wants to welcome Roy back to the show. We need you guys to say hi to Roy and welcome him back to the show. I think that would be a nice touch to start our show on a Friday.
Did people know what I was battling?
I mean, we said that you had the flu because at one point we thought Nicole had the pink eye.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor Loren was dealing with baby Cash and his throwing up after you got sick and you were throwing up.
Which, by the way, I don't, knock on wood, I hope I'm not getting anything again. But
what?
I woke up like soaking wet this morning.
Oh, every morning I am.
So bad.
Even today. It's so much sweat, I felt it going down my butt.
Yeah.
Oh. See? Who doesn't want to talk to that?
You know you missed him.
You know, you ever heard like, you know, this celebrity is, you know, is battling an illness right now and, you know, they're at home resting.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a cool way to say that they're just under the weather. I now get it. I get it. What's battling an illness? I get it. I've been there. The flu? Holy crap.
It's awful, huh?
I've never experienced anything as painful like that in my life.
I just saw that like 21 or 23 people passed away like in 1 week from this flu strand.
Oh, man.
I got the shot. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Did you get the flu shot?
I did not.
Well, be careful because it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently strain 2 is making its way through. Whatever that means. The doctor wouldn't tell. I don't know the stuff.
Strain 2.
Yeah. Making its comeback.
So it definitely did.
Yes.
Michelle is walking to the bathroom.
Welcome Roy back to the show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm
glad you're back.
I'm very glad to be back. I wasn't excited about waking up so early, but I'm back.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning, so.
That reality hits hard, Michelle, when your alarm clock goes off, because you probably get up as early as we do to be up and out at this time.
Absolutely. I sure do.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a retired hairdresser, but I'm only 40, so I've gone back into furniture because I'm good at sewing. I'm a seamstress, so I work in a furniture factory, actually, right now.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right.
We get lots of calls from up at the furniture factory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's actually Lazy Boy, so I just want to give a shout-out to all my Lazy Boy members.
Yeah!
Furniture in Taylorsville.
That's Roy's nickname.
Yeah, Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
What the boss calls
me. You guys are probably sitting on something from Lazy Boy.
Right.
Oh, Michelle, what do we have to do to get nice, like three really nice, solid Lazy Boy chairs in the studio?
Pull your wallet out and buy them.
Yeah.
I like that answer. I'll try and get corporate to do it. Thanks, Michelle. Right. Roy, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Michelle. Thank you so much for welcoming me back to the show. Hey.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stay well.
All righty. And you know what was interesting? We need to talk about it later on, maybe even Monday when we have more time. But somebody checked in on me who didn't know me, but like every morning I see that person. Every morning, like, we're on the same routine. And, like, all week they're like, how come?
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that was interesting how, like, someone didn't know me, but they knew my schedule.
That's good. If you ever go missing, they'll be the first person to report you.
Right. Let's talk to Jennifer and Wesley Chapel. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, Roy, you are my favorite.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I am so glad to hear your voice again this morning.
Wow, we got a number one fan, Jennifer.
I agree. It's, you know, I loved working with Loren the last 2 days, obviously, and we loved just coming in and talking to you guys and sharing stories with you, but it just, it's not right when it's a three-person show like us.
It's just not the same.
They're not the same when one's down.
I love you all, but I have a special place in my heart for Roy.
Aww. When was the moment you developed that special place for me to hang out?
I drive from Wesley Chapel into the university area every morning, and I listen to you guys all the way in, and I don't know, you're just hilarious.
I love it. Thank you. I want to take her out for a drink. That's awesome. You good people. No, well, she can't hear me now.
He said he wants to take you out for a drink out there in Wesley Chapel, but there's not much going on out there.
You might have to come uptown.
Come closer. Okay. Come closer.
Okay, Manny, you live in Waxhaw. What's going on out there?
Amen to that.
Not Waverly, thank God, but that's about it.
Going to Waxhaw, I had to stop and just reset my clocks.
Right
at a different time zone. I had to go back an hour or something.
Union County.
Yeah, that's true, Jennifer. Man, Cane Creek Park is like, so I live in Waxhaw. Cane Creek Park is like 30 minutes from me, and it's still in Waxhaw.
Yeah, Waxhaw's big.
That's how big it is.
Is Cane Creek
Park 30 minutes from Cane Creek?
Yeah, I'm really close to the, I'm actually closer to Ballantyne and Blakeney than I am downtown Waxhaw. I'm like kind of on that border area.
Well, there is.
You ever heard of a neighborhood called Longview?
Oh, my God.
No.
I don't live there. That's where the Richies live.
Well, I'm closer to Sun Valley, so.
Okay, yeah, so you're out the other way towards 520, like that way, right?
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to get on the craziness that is 485 in a minute to get to school, so.
Roy, I've hijacked your call, and I apologize, but that means that everything's
about me.
Everything's back in the way it should be. I've hijacked the call. All right.
Well, that's awesome. Have a good day, Jennifer. Be careful of 45.
Right, you know, back.
Thank you. I have to drive 45.
Should I hang up now? Are you done with her?
Yeah, I'm done with her. You can hang up. I've only been driving I have to drive 45 2 days a week, and I don't know how people do it.
It's not easy.
No.
Especially at rush hour.
No.
Yesterday, 77 was closed at LaSalle. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, 5 seconds to cash. You guys have no idea what happened yesterday. I'll update you and tell you how much money you can win at 7 a.m. on the MRL show.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We're going to tell you about the happiest and healthiest states in the U.S. and see if either one of the Carolinas are on that list coming up here in just about 30 seconds. But we are super excited this morning. Each hour, we're going to play a clip of the boys from Belmont, as we like to call them.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers are back.
Yeah, they announced it yesterday. And we've got their new song, Sucker, for you coming up in under 10 minutes.
How much money is there to win with 5 seconds to cash?
$100.
Okay, $100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the jacket, because before
you
left,
made it sound like
there was something big happened. And
well, tell Roy how much money we gave away this week.
We gave away $300 twice.
We gave away $300 and then $200. So we've given away $500 this week so far.
Okay, all right.
So now that you're back, we'll see if you're the good luck charm or the bad luck charm.
I'm probably the bad luck.
$100, 7 a.m. this morning with 5 seconds to cash.
All right.
So there's a new poll out from Gallup. It's a Gallup poll. Love saying that. And they're telling us what the happiest and healthiest states in the U.S. are based on career, happiness and career, happiness in your social life, happiness and feeling secure in your financial surroundings, and the community you live in.
Oh, I bet Seattle's on that list.
Well, it's the states, so that's...
Oh. I bet Washington's on that list.
Look at you. There you go. All right, so the top 10 states with the highest overall well-being. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
North and South Dakota, 10 and 9.
They're always like Midwest states.
Delaware, Vermont,
Who the hell wants to go to, if you're from there, I'm sorry, but who the hell wants to go to North and South Dakota?
y'all are some loners.
Remember, we all went crazy last week or the week before because Vermont didn't have a Walmart, and then we found out that they did. They just don't have super Walmarts.
Yeah, super centers.
Colorado, Utah are 6-5. Montana, Alaska, 4-3. And are you ready for the last two?
Alaska.
People are happy being out in the middle of...
No, I guess so. Maybe that's the thing. Get away from people. What's number two and one?
The happiest and healthiest states in the U.S. are Wyoming, and Hawaii is number one.
Now I can get down with Hawaii, but all those other ones, I think I'll pass.
Well, with happiness with your job, I was thinking, you know, Amazon's in Seattle. They pay really well. Seattle's a great city.
Hawaii scored a 64.6 out of 100.
You get Silicon Valley, which is nice.
Yeah, but who can't be happy in Hawaii?
That's true, too. It's paradise every day.
Yeah, and community, liking where you live, feeling safe, having pride in your community. Hawaiians are very prideful of their state.
I've seen photos of Montana and Wyoming.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful, but like what industries do they have where people's have? Maybe they're...
Cattle.
Maybe they have a lot of happy farmers.
Yeah.
Well, you have to think, too, like they're... they need tour guides to live there. Like my girlfriend or my... sister-in-law, her and her boyfriend went out there every single summer because he was a fly fisherman guide, and he loved to do that. Like, that was his favorite thing in the world to do.
Okay.
You want to see, I'll give you the top five bottom.
Okay.
Tennessee was 5.
Now, what's so wrong with Tennessee?
I don't know, man, but it's again, this
Nashville,
is...
Nashville, Memphis?
This is the happiest and healthiest states in the U.S. based on career, your social life, your finances, and the community.
Pigeon Forge?
Mississippi was 4. Kentucky was 3. Arkansas was 2.
Number one, worst state?
Take a guess.
Florida.
No, not Florida. Because of the weather, I think people are happy with that.
Okay.
It's close to where Roy grew up.
Virginia.
Not Virginia, but...
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
It's mountainous.
You get snowed in a lot.
West Virginia scored just a 57 out of 100. We'll have the whole list up. You can find your state and where you grew up. See if that made the list of the happiest and healthiest. So you can go check that out right now. Kiss95.1.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
I feel like cheating is just plaguing the Kardashian-Jenner family right now. There's a report that Kylie Jenner has accused Travis Scott of cheating, that she found evidence of him being unfaithful to her, and they've been fighting ever since. Now, he surprised her on Wednesday. He's on tour right now, but he came home to try to surprise her and, I guess, win her back.
Ah.
Martha Stewart, she's teaming up.
They were both here, weren't they?
No, they ended up not coming. Okay. There was a rumor that they were both going to be here for NBA All-Star Weekend, but they did not end up.
Oh, I thought someone said they checked into the Ivy and everything. Mm-hmm. That was lies.
No, that
was Kendall.
Kendall Jenner checked into the Ivy.
Yeah. I thought Kylie was supposed to come as well with T-Scott.
They were. That was the rumor, but they were both Instagramming all weekend, and he had a show in, I think, Tennessee.
Okay.
So, Martha Stewart, she's teaming up with a marijuana producer for her own line of products.
That's pretty cool.
They're going to be doing products for both humans and animals, and she's excited to be on board.
Smoking up on some weed.
Okay. All right.
Yesterday, we told you that 90210 is going to get that reboot on Fox this summer. But Luke Perry has suffered a massive stroke, according to reports, and he's been hospitalized.
Oh, no.
So we're definitely.
I wonder if the report had anything to do with his reaction, maybe. You know what I mean?
He was like, shocked that he wasn't invited to come back. So
I'm sure he was invited. I was so surprised I almost had a stroke. You know what I mean? Like, I seriously wonder if there's something to that, because it's awful odd that the news came out.
Yeah.
And then Luke Perry suffers a stroke.
Hmm. I guess so.
Production's off to a great start.
Well, he wasn't part of it anyway.
He's no spring chicken.
Oh, he's not part of 90210?
No, he was, but they said reports before he came out with the stroke report that he and Shannon Doherty were not part of it.
Are they, are they all in their 50s now?
I don't know.
Because he's 52.
I would like to think they're my age, early 40s, because we all went to high school and college together, same years.
Their characters went to school the same time you did.
That's what you say.
Okay. And the Jonas Brothers, they've just confirmed that they are coming back, and they did it with dropping a new single, Sucker.
Here are the boys from Belmont. I don't care what anyone says. This is where their roots are.
I'm a sucker for you.
I love it.
And you know we keep our line of communication open with Papa Jonas,
yeah,
who runs Nelly's.
You were texting with Papa Jonas yesterday.
I congratulated him because he posted about it and how happy he was for his kids, and I congratulated him. He said, thank you very much, guys. I spoke on behalf of the entire MRL show.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's your dirty.
Thanks, Lauren. Do you ever have to deal with the office oversharer? I feel like because everyone's sick right now, the office oversharer comes in and tells you what they were spitting up last night and what's like coming out.
Yeah.
Like Roy this morning said that he was so hot that the sweat was running down his butt crack.
It was.
Live on the air, he said that, y'all.
It was.
We're going to talk about how you handle the office share.
There was times I thought I may have
All right. That's
office
TMI.
Overshare.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it coming
sweat.
Up. How you handle the office overshare in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Roy's back.
Yay.
I'm back.
Hi, and you've already done something that's a cardinal rule of oversharing.
I was a bit oversharey this morning with my flu.
Yeah, so Roy had mentioned that he had sweat on his entire body, including his butt crack.
It was like a pool of it.
And so that, what you're saying is you could have stopped that entire body.
Yeah.
And then the overshare came in.
Yeah, right. That was the TMI. Well, we all deal with the person that overshares at our workplace. And sometimes it's really hard to shoo them away. But I found an article and it's how to deal with that person. But if you've ever dealt with the oversharer at work, 704-570-9595. What do they say to you? And you were just like,
yeah. We got the butt crack at 6:05 this morning. What'd you get at the office?
I hadn't even finished my coffee at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way that you deal with them, if you get stuck in the hallway with them or in the break room, it's kind of like deflection, redirect is how the experts are telling you to, like, get away from that person. So while they're trying to tell you how, I don't know, it took them forever to find their prom dress, or this happened at their doctor's appointment, or their kids are doing this, which I do sometimes too. I might be a TMI-er. But it's to tell them politely and redirect the conversation, try to bring it back to matters in the office.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work at all, you just got to be upfront with them and tell them that you're really busy, even if that's a lie.
Tase them.
That's no, that's 0 to 100.
You say, hey, you gross. Don't be bringing that up.
Well, I also like the fact that we're on Roy because he gave TMI about his overnight sweat. But you know what is TMI also? Talking about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Like, TMI could be like, oh, my ex-wife is really, like, giving me the screw with, you know,
right,
not being able to see the kids this weekend. Like, we're not on that level.
Right.
Yeah, that could be uncomfortable to hear.
And that's the thing.
Issues.
If you're not, like, sharing gossip over a glass of wine, like, yeah, if you're not that close to me, we probably shouldn't be having these TMI conversations in the hallway.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a good question that Loren has on the table. When did the office oversharer give you TMI?
Get more money. Win easy money. Play 5 seconds to cash in less than 10 minutes. KISS 95.1.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo! This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Minutes away from getting you to call in to win free cash. 5 seconds to cash. Name the song. You win the money. $100 on the line. Don't go anywhere.
So we were talking about the office oversharer and when they give you TMI, what to do. But we wanted to hear from you when you got cornered by them. And we're getting some text messages to the studio. 803 says, I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and I'm notorious for oversharing.
Oh, my God.
I bet they see so much, though. Like, I have a friend that's a doctor, and the things that she sees on a normal basis is hilarious.
Yeah, but they went to school for that and stuff, so to tell the layperson, the normal person in your life, like...
I have to stop her sometimes because it's too much for me.
Like Sterling, my boyfriend, will get anxiety over labor stories. Like, he does not handle that well
that's
at
funny.
All. Like, let's talk with Thomas and Boone. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, man. We're doing really well. I'm glad to be back with the show. And tell us about the overshare.
Yeah, I used to work with a fella who thought it was a good idea one day to share with the whole work crew using his finger as a display of how far his hemorrhoids stuck out.
Oh!
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
And how well did you know this guy, Thomas? I mean, was this a lunch guy that you would go to lunch with, or was he pretty...
Well, we were in construction business, so we're pretty much around each other all day. But he hadn't been with us long.
Yeah. He came in hot.
Yeah, it was too soon.
Thanks, Thomas. 704-570-9595, the office sharer. When did they share too much with you? Roy mentioned early this morning at like 6:10 that he woke up in sweat.
Yeah, I had fevers. Every night I wake up like in a pool of sweat, and this morning happens to be one of the mornings where sweat was running down my crack.
Oh, and south of the border, we'll say.
Yeah.
Area code 704 said yesterday a coworker shared that he'd be getting a colonoscopy on the next day off and then explained how that meant that the camera would be taking care of the business for him.
Oh. you know, I like doing it just to get a reaction from you two. That's why I like oversharing.
Well, of course. I mean, hey, listen, we're in a little different environment in here. Like we've always said that. It sounds like an excuse, but it's not. I mean, you know, the three of us are sharing our lives with you guys. But when you go outside and you walk down to the sales department and you don't have a microphone in front of you and you say, you know, geez, my...
I've got a river in my canyon.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Can I show you guys, Salesforce, gather around here with your suits and nice dresses on, and I'll show you what's going on down there.
Let me tell you a little thing or two about how fevers work.
You know, the thing is like us in here, we're like, this is like family for us, and you always overshare with your family.
You do.
But you just have to remember that when you're walking around the office, you're not that close with everyone.
No, it's true. And I also like when we talked a little earlier about the office overshare, it doesn't have to be something physical. Like, I still wouldn't walk back to the sales department here at Beasley Media Group and say, hey, my wife and I are like, we haven't slept in the same room together in, you know, weeks.
Right. Don't air out your dirty laundry.
Yeah. Like, why do they need to hear that? Keep it to yourself. All right. Less than 5 minutes now before you could call in to win $100 in our 5 seconds to cash. Roy, we've had a great week. We gave away $200 one morning, $300 another morning.
Let's just say I'd be listening in the next 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
All you have to do is name the song and you win the cash. Call number 9 right now, 704-570-9595. 5 seconds to cash. You could win $100. And I've been out with the flu all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you what a family member told me that I have to do to kick the flu. And it's the most disgusting thing that you've ever heard of.
Like a home remedy?
A home remedy.
All right.
You're not even going to believe, like, you were like, you can't put these two objects together. Like, you'll puke if you do this.
Straight from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Been out all week with the flu, and I was talking to some family members, and evidently passed down from my mama and papa were these kind of home remedies that I was so disgusting. I was told to get drink a glass of milk, but to cut up garlic and put it inside the milk and then drink it.
Pass. Can't I just eat them separately?
And that evidently kicks the flu.
Ew, eat them separately, by the way, it's just as gross.
I love garlic.
Yeah, that is true, Lorraine. You're just breaking them up, but it's still disgusting.
Ugh.
So wait, You mean to tell me that somebody in your family just passed that along to you this week?
Yeah.
That it's like an old family recipe?
Yeah, it's been passed down from my grandparents. And they said, hey, if you want to kick it faster, get garlic. And I guess you got to
It's not like it dissolves, though. You know what I mean?
I guess it just coats the milk in garlicky.
You have to put in a garlic press so it's a little bit more. Imagine that texture. Ooh.
Producer Nicole, you were saying that there was a remedy. What was it that you heard? A home remedy for the flu?
Yeah, so like earlier this week, I thought I had pink eye.
Oh.
And someone was telling me to mix honey and milk and then like rub that on my eye.
Ew.
That's weird.
We just got a couple text messages to the studio too. 704 says, we always have a mason jar of moonshine in the freezer. Cold, flu, plague. Got you down, just drink the moonshine. And then somebody else said...
I think that fixes just about everything.
Right, moonshine just kills any germ. Like, you could use it as a cleaner.
Yeah, or you just get so drunk you forget about
it. Sure do. My grandmother always said to put slabs of onions on our feet and put our socks back on when we went to bed, and it actually works.
What? All right, let's talk with... this is our friend Allison in Cramerton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, so tell us some home remedies.
Well, I actually have a home remedy for acne. My mom told me this when I was a teenager because I had really bad acne. You take baking soda, toothpaste, and milk of magnesia, and you mix it together and make a paste, and you put it on your face at night before you go to bed, like a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning when you wake up, you just wash it off, and your acne is gone.
I've heard that before.
Isn't that dry everything out, though?
Yeah, it does, but I always put, like, moisturizer or something on afterwards just to make sure I don't dry out, like, the important oils that's on your face.
Yeah. Old school makeup tip, you can put milk of magnesia on your face as a makeup prep, as a, like, a primer. Yeah.
And Allison, you're saying this worked in one night? Like, you didn't have to do it for a week?
I did it, like, multiple nights a week, but it always dried it up really quickly, within, like, a night or so.
Wow, that's cool.
Right. Thanks, Allison.
Yeah, I remember my great-grandma used to put hemorrhoid cream underneath her eyes.
I do it.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how come you didn't try the garlic in the milk?
I don't have garlic.
Well, I could have went and gotten you some.
I could have brought you some. I always have garlic in my refrigerator.
I would have just thrown it up on your balcony so that I don't get sick.
I have garlic salt. Mm. This is Monique in Concord. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. What's that home remedy?
My home remedy. My grandmother used to raise me. So when I used to have terrible earaches, she used to heat up an onion and use the drops from it in my ear to try to cure my earaches.
Did it work?
You know, I don't know. I just remember it being so painful.
Oh, that stinks.
It was already painful from the ear infection, and then having the hot liquid in my ear was even worse.
Yeah, but Monique, you're like Roy's family, which is like, it's great grandma Susie says this works and swears by it, so it's been passed on, and you have to do it. Like, the family has to...
My family's huge with home remedies. Like, I remember,
Thanks,
my mom said mustard cures everything. Mm-hmm. You have a bee sting, put mustard on it. You have a cut, put mustard on it. I mean, whatever you have wrong with you, just rub mustard on it.
I think it's the vinegar draws everything out. Nicole, somebody just texted in from 828 and said breast milk for your pink eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is a good one. All Destiny. Right.
Hi.
Hey, Destiny Troutman. Tell us your home remedy.
So, my mom gets really bad ear infections all the time, so she will put pee, like her own pee, in a cup and pour it in her ear.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
That's
and
so disgusting.
She swears by it. Like, she'll do it, and then the next day she's fine.
Oh.
What? And it actually works?
Yeah.
Destiny, have you ever seen her do this?
It has to be your pee.
Have you ever seen her do this?
Yes, I've actually had to pour the pee in her ear.
No!
Oh,
no! No!
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
Yeah, stop you, Destiny. I love you.
That was too much. Remember that TMI thing we talked about this morning? That was way too much information.
That's torture as a child. Sweetheart, go put some pee in mommy's ear.
Now get the drop cloth first, honey.
Yeah, you got to wear gloves for that. Good Lord. All right, the Jonas Brothers, we've been hearing all these rumors that they were coming back. Well, the rumors are no more. I've got a new song for you coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Kiss.
the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Okay, Loren, you call Florida your home state?
Yeah.
Especially when stories pop up?
Oh, yeah.
A new proposal in Florida is going to make it illegal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For you to be driving with this on your lap.
Okay.
On your lap.
I've seen so many things on your lap driving in Florida, to be quite honest with you. Food, animals, people.
Go ahead, Roy. What's your guess? What is Florida proposing a new ban on driving with this on your lap?
Alligators.
Good guess.
I don't know.
Loren?
Did I hit any of them?
Did you ever drive with your puppy on your lap?
Yeah. Oh. Yep. And I've seen it so many times. Now, Woofer, I mean, he's still at the vet, but when he was with me, he would sit on my lap all the time, and he's little. And I've seen, like, German shepherds on people's laps driving.
Good gosh.
In a new AAA survey, 52% of people that say that, yes, they drive with their pets on their lap admitted, 52% of people admitted that they were distracted at some point while driving.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because you're also worried about your little puppy falling out the window.
And it's also like it's hard to turn the wheel sometimes mm-hmm. when the dog's there, so you're going slower. It's hard to shift.
And they'll want to get re-comfortable, so they'll start moving around, and they want to be in the passenger seat and then the driver's seat again.
The new ban would be just like texting or calling on your phone without being hands-free. They're trying to ban it in Florida. You guys down there in Florida, you're known for your little puppies, aren't you?
We're also known for our good driving.
Yeah, right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So that Red Table Talk that we've all been waiting for is coming out today. Jordan Woods, the girl who cheated with Tristan Thompson, who is also Kylie Jenner's best friend or ex-best friend, is telling her side of the story. And she's not...
Where?
She's not making any excuses for what she did. On Red Table Talk, it's a podcast with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's where she's going for this?
Yeah. Well, it's a big deal. Red Table Talk's a big...
You know, I get it, but I'm surprised they're not making like a TV special or something like that.
Well,
I think
sure
it's cool. But...
I'm sure she will do that at some point, but she calls Will Smith her uncle. Jaden Smith is the one who introduced her to all the Kardashians. So, like, she has a big tie to this family, too.
Okay.
And I guess now that she's being kicked out of one family, she's holding tight to the other.
Mm. Wow. Dr. Phil, how do you feel that she's going to this Red Table Talk podcast instead of your show?
That's a load of crap.
Wow.
Wow.
Exclusive. Dr. Phil upset.
Is there anything that you would say to her, Jordan, specifically Dr. Phil, if she was on your show?
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Interesting. That's horrible advice.
That would prevent her from cheating with Tristan again.
Horrible advice. Dr. Phil also sounds like he's on the phone.
He was, yeah.
All right, so Ariana Grande, she's got her own album out, but she helped 2 Chainz out with a new track as well. It's called Rule the World.
I like it.
Can she stop?
Why?
She's like releasing a song every 2 seconds.
She's so good, though. I'll take it.
Sterling's a big fan, and then I kind of hear it a lot.
She releases songs like most people sneeze.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be over. But Taylor Swift does the same thing, too. Like, when she comes out with a new album, which, by the way, she's been teasing a new thing.
But she goes ghost for a
Right
a
now,
while.
She's featured on this song. You know what I mean? It's not even like... You know, it's not like she dropped a new album.
Right,
Ariana.
Exactly.
So now she's featured on songs.
Yeah. Speaking of new songs, the Jonas Brothers, there's been rumors circulating for months that they were reuniting, and now the rumors are no more. They just dropped a new single. It's called Sucker.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go in it with my lead. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you're
Jonas Brothers. I'm going to call them the Belmont Boys.
I think they just want to be called Jonas now.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Well, come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's called Jonas?
I like that. That's a good one.
Well, that announcement came also with a little preview of Carpool Karaoke for the Late Late Show with James Corden. And not only are they going to be part of Carpool Karaoke, but they're also going to do Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, too.
Wait, hang on. Is what I think is happening, is it happening?
Yep. We're back. It's nice to be able to finally tell somebody. We've kept this a secret now for almost 7-8 months.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
somebody put on
it.
Twitter that Nick's doing this because he's got to pay for those 8 weddings that he had. The internet's funny, man.
That is funny. All right. And if you've ever wanted to eat like your favorite celebrities, a list of celebrities' diet staples just came out. Diddy eats applesauce with every single meal. Jennifer Garner needs a smoothie that has chocolate coconut collagen in it. I don't know if I want to eat like the celebrities.
I don't know. Yeah.
Cindy Crawford, salads and green teas. And Kim Kardashian, she eats chicken Chinese salad with green teeny mango.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Loren. By the way, earlier I made a statement about Ariana Grande, and I've already gotten a hate message.
So
to all the Ariana Grande fans, I apologize. I hope she releases a new song once a day. Hey, but let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. You're up to 53 wins? Call now. Take her down.
At Kiss Roy Boy. That's
now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss
95.1. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
What are you looking for? Okay. you are playing Can't Beat Loren today, Kimberly.
All right.
Have you ever played before?
Never.
You know how to do it. You got to throw her out so that we can try and throw you a win and put an end to her 53 consecutive wins.
Watch out now.
Yeah. My daughter's going to throw you out.
Go ahead.
What's your daughter's name?
Lila.
All right, Lila.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
Putting down her headphones, walking out of the studio. The door's open. And slammed it closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Kimberly and Lila, here we go. Question one. Happy 25th birthday to this Canadian pop star who most recently made Hailey Baldwin one less lonely girl. Who are we talking about?
Justin Bieber.
And the Carolina Panthers say their QB is going to be ready to go after shoulder surgery in the offseason. Who is that quarterback?
Cam Newton.
Question number three. Jessica Biel is celebrating her 37th birthday this Sunday, and we bet her husband has something amazing planned. Who is her amazing husband?
Justin Timberlake.
Question four. The Jonas Brothers have officially reunited. Their band of brothers consists of Kevin Jonas, Nick Jonas, and which other Jonas brother?
Joe Jonas.
Question five. A Madea funeral is in theaters, Roy. You can go see it tonight. Mm-hmm. Who plays the character Madea?
Tyler Perry.
Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Kimberly got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure you're going to match her five.
Okay.
Happy 25th birthday to this Canadian pop star who most recently made Hailey Baldwin one less lonely girl. Who are we talking about?
Justin Bieber.
And the Carolina Panthers say their quarterback is going to be ready to go after off-season shoulder surgery.
Okay.
Who is that quarterback?
Cam Newton.
Jessica Biel celebrating her 37th birthday this Sunday. And we all bet her husband's got something amazing planned. Who is her amazing husband?
Justin Timberlake.
The Joe Bros have officially reunited. Their band of brothers consists of Kevin, Nick, and who?
Kevin, Nick, and Joe.
And question five, a Madea funeral is in theaters today. Who plays the character Madea?
Tyler Perry.
Hmm. We thought that one was going to stump you.
I also thought the Jonas Brother one.
All right, final score, 5-5. It's a tie. Loren, you got 54 wins.
Oh, Kimberly. Great job for being a first timer too. 5 correct. It is still a tie though. You know what I want to hear?
I can tie Loren, but I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
And listen, don't go anywhere. We're going to kick off your weekend with the legendary Friday Free for All. Plus, we got your new Kids on the Block tickets. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Cal from Fort Mill, he got those New Kids on the Block tickets just by listening to the MRL Morning Show. Thank you, bud, for listening.
Hey, producer Nicole and Lorraine, and I guess, Roy, you can play along, too. I think this is more for women, though. This came from Glamour Magazine.
Okay.
Okay, I just want you to yell out, got it. These are the basics that every woman needs to have in her closet.
Okay.
Okay, I just have a feeling that Lauren's closet doesn't look like my closet.
At all.
Okay, so just yell out, got it, if you have one of these.
Okay.
A basic white shirt.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
The camel sweater.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It's chic, neutral, and goes with so much in your closet.
Got it. It's just a neutral. Like a sweater that you can throw on with a pair of jeans or anything. Mix and match.
Got it.
I got a gray sweater.
It's not. I think camel is the color.
Oh, what color is a camel? Brown?
You said it's neutral.
But it's a neutral color.
So gray is a neutral color.
No.
So gray could be considered a camel.
I think a camel is brown. I've never seen.
Hold on.
You can see the show back in his best form.
Guys, camel is like the color tan.
Okay, color so just tan. Say tan. Don't say neutral.
Okay, well, he said camel.
All right, the black hoodie.
Got it.
Basics women need to have in their closet. The high-waisted jeans.
Got it.
No.
I got it.
You got high-waisted jeans, buddy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
I don't think you know what high-waisted jeans are.
They jeans like, that go all the way up. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, to your belly button?
Yeah. I got that.
The moto jacket. A black leather jacket only gets better with age and works with everything from a ball to jeans.
Got it.
Or a ball gown.
No, but it's on my list.
By the way, I think I'm wearing a high-waisted jeans today. Because it's pulled up all the way up to here.
Just because you pull them up doesn't mean it's supposed to be a high-waisted jean.
Okay. I got my jeans pulled up really high today.
This one I'm curious about, Nicole.
Oh, boy.
I really am. The black dress.
No.
You don't have a black dress in your closet.
No. When I lived at home, I did because my mom kept like my homecoming dresses from high school. So there was my graduation and my homecoming dress were black, obviously.
Lorraine, obviously.
Yeah.
How many?
One.
Couple?
No, maybe two.
Okay. You got them for funerals or something?
Yeah, I mean, they're just like classic little date night dresses, too. You can wear them for anything.
Let's see. The sunglasses, the statement belt, the nude pump.
Yes, got it.
I can safely say Roy and I do not have a nude pump.
I don't think I have anything nude, actually.
And, Nicole, what about this one? The wear everything boot. Whether you perform a low block heel or a pointed toe or a fun pair of heels to give your personality a little punch. You have a boot.
So if by boots you mean men's Clarks, yeah, I do.
I got that. I got an everyday boot.
Good. All right.
Of course I got it, yeah.
That's not bad. All right, you guys, it sounds like, oh, there you go. Lauren's wearing a boot right now.
And they look like camel color.
Yeah, that's the color.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So cheating rumors, another one. Could be biting the dust for the Kardashian-Jenner family. This time, Kylie Jenner allegedly found evidence that her boyfriend, Travis Scott, was cheating on her, and they've been fighting ever since. So Travis is currently on tour right now, and he surprised Kylie on Wednesday and flew home, I guess, to try to woo her and win her back.
I always wondered what she saw in him. He's not a very attractive male.
I mean, I think it's her, you know, child's father, too. Like, it's...
Yeah, he has a personality, maybe.
You have a bond with somebody when you have a child with them, so... Luke Perry is suffering a stroke. Now, he has had a massive stroke, and he's been hospitalized. This news is just coming out after 90210 just said that they were coming back for a reboot on Fox later this summer.
I'm a total 90210 head, Roy. Yesterday, I was super excited, and then at about noon yesterday, I got less excited when I found out the bad news about... It's not Luke Perry to me, it's Dylan, so...
Okay, well, Dylan wasn't on the list of stars to come back, so, you know, we're wondering if maybe that's a... direct correlation, but I just saw a picture of Luke Perry and he doesn't look great. And you know, I don't know.
That was pre-stroke.
Yeah,
that you had a picture
I know. Okay, so Tori Spelling and her husband are also having some woes going on in their life. Now, she played who on the show?
Me. Donna Martin.
There you go. Well, she owes money to pretty much everyone. City National Bank, she owes $250,000 to. American Express, she owes $88,000 to. And she just came off an appearance with The Masked Singer, but she could face jail time. They just got served for their debt.
Me too, sister.
Donna Martin graduates. Donna Martin graduates.
Oh, you know Tori Spelling was like, oh, you want me back for 90210? I owe a lot of money. Yeah. Absolutely, I will do it.
How did I know there's a reason. I got to go back and look through it. But Roy, Aaron Spelling, her dad, basically was anything in the 90s in the way of a TV show.
Yeah.
He produced it.
Okay.
But I think she has a very strange relationship with her mother, too. That's like an on-again, off-again kind of thing.
But that Spelling fortune should be there for her.
And, of course, the Jonas Brothers, they've got a brand new song out. They were not rumors. They're back. And they've got a new single called Sucker.
Except they're not known as the Jonas Brothers.
Just Jonas.
Or if you're from Charlotte or the Carolinas, you call them the Belmont Boys. That's what I'm doing.
I'm a sucker for you.
To the recording?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
I like it. I do like that song. Good for them.
Yeah, me too. I got a What Lauren Likes for you that I think anyone who has nails, like fake acrylic nails, are going to love this.
All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does our Lauren like?
So I have natural length nails, and they're my nails. But I have a lot of friends who have kids and have the fake acrylic nails, and they have a hard time getting their kids out of their car seat. Mm. My husband has a hard time with this, too. He just has big fingers. But I found this little clamp that attaches to your keychain that fits perfectly over the buckle in your child's seatbelt, so it's easier to get them out of it now.
Great.
I know. I think it's something that all moms need.
Yeah, and dads.
Yeah.
We have to get the kids in and out too, Lauren.
Absolutely. So we'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
Awesome. Hey, if you're married and you're going to hit maybe a bar this weekend for a celebration, or you're heading out, chances are this may happen to you this weekend. We'll keep you updated on what it could be coming up in just about 7 minutes. We're going to tell you how you can come hang out with the MRL show tonight for a great cause and where we're going to be. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes. But if you're married and you're hitting the bars, the breweries, or the clubs this weekend, you got to be on the lookout. Heads up.
For what?
A new study says 38% of single men and women, 38%.
That's a lot of people.
This is according to the website Metro. 38% of single men and women say they look for the wedding ring because they know the married person enjoys good conversation with a single person.
Hmm.
Keyword being conversation. Not hooking up, but just be on the lookout.
Yeah, just like fun talking.
Isn't that interesting, though? I found that really interesting.
Huh.
I'm trying to think of it from both sides. I mean, I'm married now for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even when I go out, I don't even look to see who's wearing a ring and who's not. So if somebody comes up to me and starts conversation, or you know me, I walk around and talk to anyone.
But that's because you're not looking for an attachment that night. Like,
yeah.
You're just looking, that's why you don't look for any rings.
But the single people are seeing your ring and going, you know what? I don't want to deal with the whole someone's trying to pick me up or someone's trying to do this.
I'm just
going to go talk to him.
Yeah.
He seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. 38% of men and women look for the wedding ring because they know it's going to be, you know, that the married person will sit there and talk to them because they enjoy
good
conversation.
Because that married person's not trying to hook up with anybody else. They just want
to
talk.
But it is nice to talk to somebody.
I wonder, though, if it's like a challenge for them. Like, ooh, maybe I can get them to cheat.
See, and I think that it's an easy thing to flirt with them all night, but then there's no strings attached, you know?
Well, the article ends. It's just a short little blurb, and it ends, and it just says the keyword being convo. No study has been done on what happens after the conversation.
Oh,
they haven't done that study yet, but somebody has, I'm sure. But do you remember the time I told you I went to pick up a takeout pizza and it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And I sat at the table with a woman who definitely was single, and we just talked like we were on a date. I mean, I was just banking out questions. She was asking questions. We each had a beer. We sat across from each other. She was waiting for her pizza. I was waiting for mine.
Were you waiting for her to call you in 3 days and something? Get all giddy. Oh, every time the phone rings, sweetheart, who is it?
No. Obviously, we didn't exchange numbers or socials is what you exchange now when you go out. Yeah. Loren, you haven't been in the game a long time either. You don't say, hey, let me get your number. You say, let me get your social.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh. Right, producer Nicole? Isn't that the way the...
I don't know. That's how it was for me.
You met some women in the bathroom and you said you didn't get their numbers. You got their socials.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. I feel like that's like the easiest way to do that.
Is that like giving your business card?
Because it's also like easy to, if you don't like them, it's easy to not follow up and reject them that way too.
Well, not only that, but you can see what they're putting out there and like what kind of a person they really are.
Jeez, I only stopped dating in like 2016, 15. Has it really been that different in that amount of time? I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, we change so fast nowadays. It's so true. It's like everything literally was so slow up until the internet and then the cell phone. I mean, I lived through a whole decade, y'all, without a cell phone. That's weird. A thing.
How do you ride an elevator without a cell phone? How do you go to the doctor's office and wait in the lobby without a smartphone?
You just stood there.
That's weird.
You read magazines.
Yeah.
Dare I say, just be quiet for a moment.
Oh. Talk to the person next to you.
Want to talk to the person next to me?
How do I stand in silence?
Do you think if we asked, not the married MRL show fam, but the single MRL show fam, you guys, the MRL show fam, if you're single, is there any truth to this? Can we find one person who might be part of the 38%? Of men and women who say that they enjoy talking to married people because they know that the married person's into the conversation and not necessarily hooking up. Just like maybe you go and you look for the ring. Maybe you go look for the ring for the hookup. I don't know. We'll take that call too.
704-570-9595. Call now.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
MRL Radio Family, is it a thing? Do you, when you're out there and you're out at the bars, do you look for the ring? Maybe it's an easier conversationalist, a fun conversation?
Yeah, 38% of single women and men polled from Metro, this is a website called Metro, say that they purposely look for the ring when they go out to the breweries, the bars, and the clubs, because they know that the married person is going to be open to having, now it doesn't say hooking up, but just a conversation with someone who they're not married to.
Well, maybe there's no pressure there.
I mean, I kind of feel that way. Yeah, that's exactly right. It was just like when I sat down with that girl, what felt like a first date with that nice young lady while we were both waiting for our pizzas, it was just nice to talk to somebody. I mean, I'm inquisitive as it is, so.
You're very curious. let's bring in Savannah from Rock Hill. Hey, Savannah.
Hey.
Hi.
So, Savannah, you're engaged, and when you wear your ring, do you notice that single people kind of come up to you and chat with you?
No, it's actually the opposite. Usually whenever I go out with my girls, and usually whenever we're all in a group, people come up to us, and I'm avoided. And I don't know if it's because I have a ring on or whatever. I personally enjoy talking to people that are married because I know that they're not going to try to push any buttons or what have you.
Okay, so you're one of the people who would enjoy talking to somebody else who's married.
Right.
Would you feel intimidated or awkward if you were talking to somebody without the ring?
Probably.
That's interesting. Okay. I mean, that's fair, Savannah. When are you guys getting married?
May.
Mm. Hey, do you need a wedding DJ? Because our Aaron, our digital producer, is a wedding DJ.
That's right.
I wish I would have known that like 3 months ago.
Oh, no. Already booked.
Don't worry. He's like busy every weekend.
Mm. Aaron, get on. Thanks, Savannah. Aaron, get on that microphone for a minute because that's something I always forget about you guys.
He's a wedding DJ?
Is that Aaron's a wedding DJ.
Yeah.
Because you're so laid back and, I mean.
So, like, do you get out there and you, like, have fun games with the crowd, like the newlywed game, or do you just play music?
Mostly music. We've played games before. A lot of times it's the game where, like, you know, you have them hold up their shoe.
Yeah,
and a lot of times, though, like, sometimes they'll tell me what questions to ask, and they tell me to ask questions I don't feel comfortable asking.
Like what?
You know, it's like, I knew you were going to get into that. So.
What questions do they ask you? Like, when's the first time they move furniture?
No, it's more weird like that. It's more weird than, sometimes it'll be like, who likes to be on top or something like that. It's like,
whoa!
But as the DJ.
That's an awesome question.
As the DJ, and Roy knows this.
Your whole family.
Yeah. Roy used to DJ. As a DJ, you have to have some command of the event. You're emceeing.
Yeah, you're hosting the event. It's your, you have to take control
over the
events that occur. Like, the fun is you. You create the fun. And when I think of AA Run, I don't think of the fun creator.
Oh, he's very much stay in line, stay the course. Like don't get out of your lane.
Okay, but wait, that's not fair to AA Run, because we're huge personalities in here, that's true. I'm sure it's hard to come in here and try to command a room when three other people are trying to command
the
room.
I'm in work mode when I'm here.
I bet if you had more passive people, they would fall in line.
Exactly. I'm in work mode here.
Like on AA Ron's social media, I noticed that he is more
of an entertainer.
Commanding and of an entertainer on social media than he is in here sometimes.
And then just the way we are in the studio, we watch his social media and we get jealous that he's making his own content for his own social media and not doing it for us.
All right, who's ready to get lit, everybody?
Okay, I see what you're doing. Don't.
Yeah. What's your name that you use when you DJ?
DJ Aaron.
DJ Aaron?
No joke. And I started doing that because of working here.
Yeah.
Before that, they were like, what's your DJ name? I was like, I'm
Do you lead the group dances? So I used to hire a guy because I couldn't dance, and he would literally be my dance starter.
Well, that's pretty cool.
DJ. Would you start the group dances?
No, I wouldn't start the group dances. I could go out there and like encourage somebody. Like I was good at hyping people up to get them to dance.
Like the electric slide? What are you dancing?
So to create the group dance, because people are nervous, my guy would go out there and immediately start just getting into it. And then people would kind of fall in line.
Yeah.
It was great.
I had this one guy one time, it was the coolest thing ever. He came up and he was like, I want to sing the bass line to it was a Bruno Mars song. I can't remember the name of it now, but it's one that goes like, dope, 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 dope.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. So he comes.
This is another song. He's the wedding DJ.
Right now. That's why the guy had to sing the bass line, because he couldn't find out what song it was. You probably told him to sing. Do me a favor. I don't know that song. You just sing it.
By the way, it's been so like, you probably have your go-tos for weddings. Like, you play a song, and no matter what, it's a hit.
Yeah.
Mine used to be, and it's probably different now because it's been 10 years, but I Got a Feeling.
Oh, no.
I Got a Feeling, and the crowd would just go crazy.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
a good one.
Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a decade since I've wedding DJed, but.
Hey, it's DJ Aaron with you, and right now we're going to get the bride and groom on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Also, somebody knocked over my water. Be careful of my equipment. Somebody knocked over. Oh, no, sir. Take the mic from me. Okay, come on, everybody. Also, if this wedding can be over by 11, my mom's outside waiting.
Okay, I'm out here.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
$200 could be yours today if you know the name of the song in 5 seconds to cash. Everybody's talking about it, Roy. You've been in bed all week because you weren't feeling well.
Right.
But if you walk around the city, dude, people are talking about it. It's a fun game that we're playing. Guess the song, win the cash, noon today with Cameron.
All right, we do have a special guest with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. We want to talk about mental health awareness, and we want to talk to our friend Chris Madigan. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Roy, how are you, man?
Hey, man, we're all doing really well, and we heard that you're having an event with the Charlotte Checkers, and we got to talk about it. It's so cool.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. The Charlotte Checkers, actually, as an organization, have been incredible to work with, and tonight. They're playing the Binghamton Devils, and they are having Mental Health Awareness Night. And they're working with the group I work with, which is, we call it John's Toast Live. It's an event. It's a series of events that benefits Pivotal Moments, which is a 501c3 based out of Virginia. But we had a handful of events down here in Charlotte, and it's kind of been the for lack of a better phrase, like a test case for fundraising events for the group. And we've had two events. This will be two major events. We've had a handful of other happy hour type things, and this will be our third big night, and we're pumped to be part of the Checkers night for mental health awareness.
Well, we're so proud to partner with you guys, and we're going to be out there tonight as well, the three of us, to show our support, and we invite all of the MRL Radio family members to come out to the game. And so where are you going to be at during all this?
Well, we'll be in the concourse. There'll be as soon as you walk into the Bojangles Arena tonight, we'll have a table there. You'll see it. We'll have a banner there. We have what's called our storyboard. The John's Toast slogan is stories of strength. And
who is John, Chris?
Yeah, John was my brother. Okay. John died about 12 years ago of suicide, and the reason we call it John's Toast is, you know, 2 weeks after John died, no one was going to be around for his birthday. And that was just going to be kind of a, you know, one of those situations where it's like, oh, this is going to suck, right?
Yeah.
But we decided that our family would just, at 8 o'clock on his birthday, we were going to toast socially. And we were going to text each other, and we did that. And slowly but surely, you know, over 12 years, that toast, that social moment has grown, and we've had, you know, last year we had nearly 3 million social media impressions. Mm-hmm. So it was just this moment that, like, people all over the world are actually participating in.
So, Chris, how can people get involved tonight? Should they just come see you at your booth?
Yeah, they can. If they want to go to the game, the easiest thing and the best thing that they can do is to buy a ticket. It's a discounted ticket. It's $16. And they can go to gocheckers.com/johnstoast. And that way the Checkers will actually donate $5 from any ticket sold from that link to
the
organization. Yeah.
And then I see the money goes towards the goal of integrating some mental health awareness basics in schools, like 100 schools, it says here, in Charlotte, absolutely, as well as schools in Virginia, New York, and California.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We have this digital learning program, which we'll have people on site tonight. If people really want to learn about that program, we'll have somebody there to explain that to them, and really kind of be able to facilitate what we're trying to do. Our goal is to get that into 100 schools for free. So that's part of what our fundraising is going to go towards this evening.
Very cool.
Yeah, we know how important it is. The MRL show, obviously, we do a lot of pop culture things here, and it's week after week, unfortunately, you hear stories of people locally and people who are in the celebrity world who are dealing with mental health issues, you know, and we've got to knock down the facade. We got to knock down the wall that you can't talk about it, and that's something that, that you're embarrassed to bring up, and I think we're on our way with John's Toast. It's awesome, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. And that's the reason why our slogan is Stories of Strength. You know, we want people to be able to feel comfortable to tell their stories, and that's really what our group is striving for. We're encouraging kids to be champions for mental wellness.
Okay.
And be able to, you know, if you do feel depressed or if you do have anxiety or things of those nature, you know, we want you to feel comfortable enough to, you know, open up and be able to talk to that teacher or to talk to that school nurse or to talk to that counselor. And we just want you to be open about it and know that it's okay to be able to talk about it.
I love that. I thank you so much for inviting us to be part of the Mental Health Awareness Night. We're so happy to be talking about John's Toast. Thank you so much, Chris Madigan. Charlotte Checkers, tonight, get your tickets. We're going to be out there tonight at 7 p.m. We'll have more information on this at kiss951.com.
Chris, is there a color we can wear?
Yo, that's a good question.
You know what? I'm going to probably wear some red.
Yeah, for the Checkers,
just
I get it.
The Checkers.
But what about mental health awareness? Is there a color? We need to do research on that.
You know what? Actually, you know, I've been so focused on just spreading the word, I haven't looked into the color. Okay. But I will say,
if there's not, we'll make one.
Right.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah. I will say, we're selling, well, for a donation, we're going to have John's Toast and Charlotte Checkers co-branded, like, pint glasses.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, Chris, we'll put all this information up so everyone can read about it on our socials at the MRL show and at kiss951.com. And we also have a pair of tickets for the Charlotte Checkers tonight. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 704-570-9595, call number 9. If you want to be a part of something amazing tonight, join us for Mental Health Awareness Night and be part of John's Toast.
Thanks, 704-570-9595.
Call number 9. Good luck from Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.